We're believing that the Holy Spirit will help us tonight. Help us to hear. Help us to receive. Help us to understand. Help us to minister, praise God. Hallelujah. We're believing that. We receive that. And I believe we'll leave here changed by the power of His might, praise God, His presence, His anointed word. And I believe that we will leave empowered, hallelujah, praise God. I'm expecting it, praise God. Well, Monty did, I think it was Sunday school, and he just talking about faith and everything. He touched on the anointing. And ever since I left there, I mean, it's just every day, you know, it just keeps coming up and coming up, the anointing. So the title tonight is just the anointing. And the Lord led me, you know, in some things, praise God. And even before I knew about the anointing, I was in the anointing, you know, praise God. And so the anointing, if you've been born again, you're anointed. You become anointed. You're anointed by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. When He comes in, you're anointed. But the anointing, praise God, is actually an empowerment from God. It's what the anointing is. And the anointing, you can't leave out Jesus. See, it's not the anointing. Christ, His name is not Jesus Christ. His name was Jesus of Nazareth in the Bible. And Christ means the anointed one and His anointing. Christ means it's not Jesus Christ. That's not what it is. It was Jesus of Nazareth, and he was the Christ. And Christ means, if you really study it, it means the anointed one and His anointing. Praise God. So, you know, people rely on the anointing. We rely on Jesus. We rely on Him through the Holy Spirit, praise God. But when you are born again, you are anointed. If you try to get the anointing after that, you can't get what you already got. When you get born again, you are anointed by God. Hallelujah. Anointing. See, Jesus, when He got anointed, when He was baptized, and the Bible says the Spirit came on Him as the form of a dove, that's in the Bible says that God said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." So the anointing came on Jesus. The Holy Spirit brought the anointing. And the anointing represents God's approval on our life. Come on, somebody. He said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. And the anointing, the Holy Spirit in our... The Bible says, let me go a little deeper in Scripture here, because, I mean, you know, the Lord's going to help me. But the Bible says, we have been accepted in the Beloved. That means that whenever we was born again, He put His approval, His life in us, and approved of us. We have been accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus. Hallelujah. And we don't have to try to get anointed. We are the anointed of God. Hallelujah. And that anointing can increase with more of the life of Jesus in my life. That's how the anointing increases. The more Jesus lives through me and you, the more of the anointing we walk in. It's not that we're trying to get more anointing. No, we are the anointed of God. And we walk out our life following Jesus, and we walk in a deeper anointing. I mean, the deeper I go, the more... Paul said it this way. He said in Galatians 2:20, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I live, yet not I. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but I live by faith in the Son of God who gave Himself for me. In other words, Paul said, I was crucified with Christ. What he said is, I laid down my will. I laid down my rights. I laid down my desires. I've been crucified with Christ. And then he begins to walk in that anointing that Jesus walked in. Hallelujah. So that shows us that the more that we let Christ live through us, the nature of God live through us, the more that we walk in the anointing that has already been placed on the inside of us and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, the anointing can manifest in services. I mean, he can show up and healing anointing come. And I mean, just boom, you know, and praise God. And I mean, the anointed one is working in us. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The anointed one and his anointing in you. The anointed one and his anointing in you. And that anointing, give me the Isaiah, Beth, please. I want to show you what the anointing does. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. The anointed one's done come, and that burden's been lifted. I mean, yokes have done been destroyed. The anointing that is in you is the yoke breaking, a burden lifting, removing power of God. And now, you know, he told Jesus, he said, because, in Isaiah, he said, because, he wasn't telling Jesus, he said, because you love righteousness and the things, he said, I baptize you with joy, the anointing of joy and gladness. There is an anointing of joy and gladness. Hallelujah. I got it. Oh, glory to God. Trouble can't break that. Trouble, it destroys it. It has done destroyed it. The yokes and the burdens and all of that, that's why the scripture says that we can cast our cares over on the Lord. Jesus, he rolled the scroll when he come on the scene, went to the synagogue, and he rolled the scroll out, which is in Isaiah, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because. Talking about the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the anointing empowers you to preach God's word, to testify, to tell people about Jesus. And that anointing, that and those words go and they begin to destroy yokes. And the Bible says the entrance of the Word of God brings life. See, once that anointing, Christ in you, the anointing, the anointed one and his anointing in you causes you to want to serve. That anointing causes, that's why you want to serve God. That's why you want to do God's will. That's why that anointing of the Lord, see it done come, destroyed all those yokes of bondage of not wanting God and wanting the wrong things and desiring the wrong things. It came in and that new nature came in and that anointing came in and it began to break those yokes and destroy all those burdens and all of that. And then the anointing teaches you. I'll show you in Scripture. We are the anointed of God. Don't try to get anointed. Because you're trying to, it's kind of like, you know, trying to go somewhere and you're already there. You want to go, you go to Florida to the beach and you're like, oh, I wish I could go to the beach. And you're on it. That's exactly what trying to get the increase of the anointing, that's the same thing. The only way you can increase the anointing is the life of Jesus. That means, well, just for an example, I told Teresa today, I said, before I got saved, you know, I was a real jealous guy, and I'm not getting into all of that garbage. I'm a free man. I've been a free man for a long time. That anointing that came in me and began to work, the Bible says it's him that works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That means it's in you. You don't want to worry in here, but this wants you to worry. Come on, somebody. But this in here, that anointing, this done lifted that burden and destroyed that yoke. But before I got saved, I was against Hispanics and anybody that I thought might want my wife, basically. But I had it in my mind. But anyhow, me and Teresa were in the truck one day, and there was a place called Piggly Wiggly down in Oneonta, and it was a grocery store. And I went by there, you know, and there was a bunch of Hispanic young guys out in the parking lot, so I just whooped in there, jumped out of the truck, got my old style bumper jack that hooks in your bumper jack up. I jerked it out, and I took off after them. And they run in the store and run all the way halfway through the store, and there was the owner of the store in there. And he knew all of us, you know, and I mean, I'm trying to catch them because I'm going to help them out, you know. And so anyhow, I went from that, got born again, and we're at the laundromat because we hadn't been delivered yet from the laundromat. We've been delivered now from the laundromat. That anointing destroyed those yokes and rebukes the devourer and gives you wisdom, and you begin to serve God and he takes you higher. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we're in there and, you know, and I get out, you know, and I start having these thoughts because there's a bunch of Hispanics there, you know. And I started having these thoughts, you know. Look, God, this is white boys' laundromat, you know. Don't belong to them. Get them, wash it, you know. And, but I was like, nah, man, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I can't do this stuff no more. I can't do this. I wasn't saved long, about 3 months or so or whatever, you know. And so I go out there and I'm holding back, you know, and everything. And then all of a sudden one of them comes, hey, amigo. And I'm like, don't call me amigo, you know, having these thoughts, you know. But in here, it's him work that's works in you both to will and to do. But in here, that Christ, that anointed one, and his anointing is in me, and it's in you, praise God. And it's done destroyed those yokes. Now you have the opportunity now, and that anointing is there to do what Christ wants you to do. And that's bringing fruit into your life. See, this anointing, see, faith don't get you the anointing. Your faith in Jesus Christ got you anointed. See, your faith helps you studying the Word, renewing your mind to the Word, helps you get in faith, helps you walk with God, helps you walk in the anointing that's already there. Come on, somebody. That's why we got to not go by sight and not go by what it looks like and what it sounds like. Go by what the Word says, and we will walk with God, and we will walk in that anointing that will take you higher and deeper into the things of God and ministry. All of you's got ministry in your life. But anyhow, they say, hey, amigo, their car was tore up or something, you know. And I'm like, yeah. And he said, hey, can you take us home? Our car's tore up. And I thought, used to, that was a good opportunity, you know. Get them in the car. Well, you know what? I thought, man, I'm a Christian now. You know, see, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that brought Jesus on the inside of you by the Spirit of God. They're all one. But anyways, I told him, I said, okay, man, all right, no problem. I go tell Teresa, I said, look, I'm going to take these guys home. And she's shocked. They're Mexicans. And so I go out, you know, and then I said, all right, man, let's go, you know, like that. And he said, hey, man, can we bring our beer? We don't want to leave our beer here. And I thought, that's drawing the line, man. You're not getting your beer in my car now. You want to get beer. And I thought, well, glory to God, they don't want to leave our beer. I wouldn't either, praise God, if it was me. So I says, okay, now I go, you know, and I'm feeling really good on the inside. See, the anointing of joy and gladness instead of hatred and unrest and fear and jealousy and all of those things, you know. The Bible says whom the Christ, the anointed one, sets free is what? Free. See, there's nothing in mine in your life that we want free from that already hadn't been done in the spirit realm. There's not anything, I mean anything, in your life or my life that we haven't already been set free 2,000 years ago. He said on the cross, he said, it is finished. Now that anointing in it, we need to be aware of the anointing working in our life. I'm anointed to do this tonight. That gift come by the Spirit of God, you know. That gift comes to you, but the anointing is what empowers us. Jesus was empowered by the anointing. Hallelujah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. It's in us. It's not on us. Spirit of the Lord, and you're anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. Well, Satan wants you all caught up in your problems and unexpected stuff and things not working out so that you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to make it. See, you got to come past that stage. You got to come past that and say, I've already made it. I'm already an overcomer. Glory to God. I'm not going to think on that. I'm going to think on Jesus. I'm going to think on the anointed word, the anointing that's working in these situations. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to get the anointing. I'm just telling you. I proved it with Scripture. Christ in you. The anointing is Jesus. And Christ is the anointed one, and he brought his anointing with him and put it on the inside of us, praise God. Give me that, let me see where I want to go. I don't even know where I'm at here. Okay, give me the Mark 16:17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. How many knows that Jesus had signs? After he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God came on him as a form of a dove. That anointing came in his life. Immediately, he began to follow God. He said, I come not to do my own will. Well, before that, he stayed at the synagogue, and his mom then went a day or two journey back and found him and got on to him. Right? He said, do you not know that I must be about my... It wasn't his time. He didn't have the anointing yet, but he knew something in here. He knew something was, he knew he had this hunger and drive. You can't be around church and the things of God and stay lost. He won't let you. He's gonna convince you that Jesus is the way. He's going to convince you that he is the life. He's going to convince you that he is the truth, the Holy Spirit. He's going to convince you. He convinced me one day that I needed God. That I needed Jesus. Hallelujah. And I got saved, and thank God 30 years later, I would not change it for anything, because the anointed one and that anointing that's on him in me has been working in my marriage. It's been working in my business. It's been working, I mean, when times, you know, got down to where I didn't have no money, it looked like my business was gone, you know, and everything. And I would be like, what am I supposed to do? And Teresa would say, what did the Lord say? You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, what? Acknowledge him, trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge him, and I'd be like, why she got to say that? This is a real situation. See, that's your emotions. That's looking at it. And I'd be like, then I'd go back and I'd say, well, God ain't said nothing. She said, well, then you don't do nothing. You keep standing where you are and believe for the salvation of God. Believe for God's. And you know what? When you do that, the anointing is moved to walking with you, and it's working out things in your life. The anointing of God will bring you into the kingdom deeper, into the kingdom of God. Proof is, you know, Paul. This Jesus came in his life and took him on a gospel journey. To preach the gospel. It took him through shipwreck, storm, drug out of the city, left for dead. Praise God. And then he come back, wrote most of the New Testament in prison because he had the anointed one in him. And that he convinced Paul, the Apostle Paul, he only convinces us of what God is saying to us. Whatever God tells us to do, we do that. We're walking in that anointing that has been placed on the inside of us. There ain't anything that can stop you. Can't stop me from pastoring. There ain't no government. There ain't no, you know. I mean, they throw me in jail. I'm still a pastor. I'll crank it up in there and I'll start writing y'all letters. Paul did it. He wrote letters to the Colossians, right? I'll start writing letters. Johnny, start service off. Samantha, you do this. Keep it up. Keep it up. Grow. Develop on the drums. Y'all just Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? That anointing's in you. Nothing can bind you. Nothing. They can bind your flesh, but you can't bind your spirit. Hallelujah. Give me, this y'all should be doing. Just like Mac. He'd go into the nursing home. I know, I've been in the nursing home, and I'm not saying this out of my experience, because I don't preach this right here based on my experience. You got it? Your experience is not what we preach. We don't preach. I don't preach based on what I have experienced and all of that. I preach based on this, the gospel. Wherever he sends you, he has a reason. He has a, see, the anointing deals with the physical realm and the spiritual realm. It deals with both realms. The natural realm, the anointing destroys yokes and all of that. I mean, in the natural realm, but the spiritual realm. If we're spiritually blinded and all that, the anointing comes in, and I'll show you in a minute, and it teaches us. The anointing teaches. It illuminates us. It'll cause the Word of God to come alive. I'll show you scripture for it. But just like, you know, Matt going, I went to the nursing home several different times. You know, I won those 80-something-year-old woman to Jesus. Praise God. Now some of them in there, who do you think you are? I mean, they're mad. They're upset. They're bitter. I'm not saying up there. I don't know. I ain't been up there. Wherever you're going, praise God. But I know the entrance of God's Word under the anointing that is in our life, a right heart, a right spirit, the nature of God, going for the right reasons to preach the gospel or witness or whatever, the entrance of the Word of God brings illumination to them. Hallelujah. And I believe, you know, just like I won that lady to Jesus. I mean, they was in their backslid on the Lord. You know, they've been warriors half their life, some of them, and went through, and their families this and that, and got bitter and all that stuff, you know. And I had to preach repentance in her. You got to repent and go back to your first love. You know, that anointing will bring out the truth. And they're like, wow, he didn't really realize that, you know, and blah, 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 you know. And then they're like, would you sing? No, I know I'm not a singer. We needed you over, Mac. But we have a purpose, see? And you know, God blesses our natural life. I mean, you know, doing His will. I mean, He blesses everything we set our hands to do. We'll be blessed. When we're led of the Holy Spirit, that's the one that brought the anointing. He brought it to Jesus. Jesus was 30 years old, and once the Spirit of God came on him, then he began to say, I come not to do my own will. And the Lord told me a long time ago through that, he said, do what Jesus done. He said, lay your will down, lay your desires down. If you, the more you lay them down, the more that you'll walk in my will. And that's something that's challenging right there. You know, I mean, that's challenging in itself, praise God. When God asks us to do something, I know in my own life, it seems like I don't have time, you know. Go on the streets and two more ministries and, you know, and all of those things, you know. And then he began to show me how that His grace is His favor, His ability and His strength when I'm not strong and don't think I can do it. That's why it says don't lean to your own understanding. I don't understand why things don't work out in some of my family, you know, but I don't have to understand everything. That none of these things come nigh me, the Bible says. Only with my eyes shall I see the reward of the wicked. Give me the 1 John 2. Need to be laying hands on the sick. Y'all getting some awful good reports in these evil days. Praise God, hallelujah. My blood pressure usually runs 135, 40. Take it now, it's 116. I've been talking to my blood pressure. I done been healed. Praise God. All through the Bible, from Genesis, all through in the first chapter, it says God said, God said, God said, and things was. And the Bible says, as God is, so we are anointed to release things. See, I was down and I got saved, and my life wasn't good, man. I was 27 years old, and And we was into a lot of stuff, you know, and drugs and different things, you know. But I got saved, and it brought our life to nothing. And I got saved, and Teresa had left, and Travis, he was about a year and a half old, you know, and she took him, and that's when I was going to commit suicide. I'd just done with this life, you know. But anyways, I give my heart to the Lord, and then all of a sudden I thought, turn on some preaching, you know. Well, that anointing was in there now. The Holy Spirit, I'd allowed it in there. Now I'm anointed to be the man, don't even know it. And so I think, man, turn the TV on, turn some preaching. Turned it on there, and that dude, he's talking about anointing. He's talking about anointing oil, and I thought, what's anointing oil? He said, it's anointing oil. It's holy oil. He said, oh, forget it. He said, get your Crisco out. I thought, man, that's what we use. You know, he said, just rub it all over everything. Anoint your house. Just anoint everything, you know. And believe, you know, he said it's a point of contact. He explained a little bit, and I thought, well, by God, I'll do that. So I went in there and got the Crisco out, and I anointed the whole house, and y'all have heard the story. Teresa couldn't turn the doorknobs. It was so slick. But you know what? God, when I started in this, he brought that to my remembrance. He said, what you've done, he said, is you, by your act of obedience, he said, you released the anointing. He said, you released that anointing that was in your life so we can release that anointing. He said, you released that anointing. He said, then that anointing went out. We just read it in Isaiah. He said, it began to destroy yokes and burdens and break those yokes of bondage that y'all's life had been in for 7 years. He said, I thought, glory to God. He said, when you go on the streets and you preach led by me, he said, you're releasing that anointing to hear. He said, there's an anointing. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And he even says, those that are with us will hear us. And he said, some went out. He said, they went out. He said, because they was not part of you. He said, don't be discouraged when people enter your life and leave your life and enter this church and leave this church. That's not what we focus on. We focus on what God has told us, and we focus on the kingdom on the inside of us, you know, guarding our hearts, and we focus on what we're going to do in the future. We're going forward in God, and when we do that, we're in faith, and as we walk, that anointing is at work. That anointing is at work. You have an unction, an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now don't get your head going, because you don't know everything. You can study this word right here till your eyes fall out. You can study it and pop and quote and get it all down and try to explain it and all that stuff. That's not where it's at. It's that unction. It's that anointing that's on my praying, on my reading, on my, you know, my motives. What are my motives and all of that stuff, praise God, you know. But you know, you have an unction and you know all things. What that means is, if you need to know something, that anointing is going to teach you. In this setting right here, there was false prophets and different things. And he was talking about that. And then he told him, he said, you have an unction from the Holy Spirit. You know, I know error when it's around. The more you grow, you have that unction. Somebody can say something that ain't right, and you'll be like, something ain't right about that. When they told us you didn't have to go to church, we're 2 or 3 months old in the Lord, probably not that, you know. I mean, we didn't know the scripture in Hebrews. We didn't know it. We didn't know that. All we knew is, where we going to church? We're Christians. That's why we want to go to church. You know, and when they told me, they're telling me and Teresa that, it sounded good. You could go fishing on Sunday, know how to go to church, man. It's already been planned out, blah, blah, blah. But on the inside, we're like, this is not right. This is just not, that's that anointing. That's that unction. When you get around folk and they say, well, you don't have to go to church to be a good Christian, and you feel like, nah, something ain't right about that. That's not you. That's that anointing that's not going to let you get in error. It's the Holy Spirit. You have an anointing from the Holy Spirit, and he's not going to let you get in error. When things, I had a drink. Well, I won't tell that. Anyways. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I don't know everything up here, but I even have business dealings, and I feel like, just forget this job. You know, I just feel like, just forget it, you know. And I've overrode that before and took them and wished I would pay them not to have that job. That unction, that anointing, you can't let your mind ride and you can't let your mind lead you. You got to stay with the Word of God, stay in faith. Your faith is going to help you walk with God, and then that anointing is working in your life, praise God. So the only way to increase the anointing, for the anointing to increase in our life, is the life of Jesus Christ. That means when He brings a sermon here, you know, and you're not saved, you know, and everything, and it comes forth here, or listening by way of whatever, you know, and He gives you an invitation to get yourself right with Him, He's wanting you in that anointing. He's wanting you in that life. He's wanting you in there because there is a real devil. There is real demonic people. I mean, if they're trying to convince the church today that women with women's okay and men with men's okay, all the way to the White House, when that is clearly in the Bible against God. It's against it. I mean, He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I mean, you know, you got them shows and all of that out there, but what it's trying to do is give us a vision. And I mean, even bashing one another, the presidents and different things. That is evil. That's not good. I don't care who you are. That's the Bible says, and it wants to get us in there one-sided. Wants to get us in there one-sided because these things are happening, inflation. Who is it about? Us. Now I'm not getting into politics, but what I'm saying here is the Bible says pray for those that are in authority. See, that unction will teach you and balance you, praise God, and cause you to plant the right seeds. The right seeds instead of hatred and division that they're doing. You know? They're spreading hatred and division. But there's coming a time where there is going to be a one world government. Your Bible tells about it. It's not now. I don't believe it's now. And I believe the Lord's going to catch us up out of here. I'm on that ship out of here. Praise God. But until it does, I'm not going to be deceived. The Bible says if you continue in His Word, then are you My disciples. You will know the truth, and He's going to teach you. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free from what? The bondages that the world is in. And a lot of the church is in. Praise God. You know, I mean, people have desires to be with women. You know, women with women. Those are demonic desires. Those are demonic desires. And I don't care if the whole world is doing it. That does not make it the will of God for you. Hallelujah. You know, I make fun of it. I've never wanted to be with a man. I mean, to me, that's crazy. I wasn't even saved and that was crazy. I mean, if you showed up in the 90s in Blount County around us, boys, you know, at the hangout, we called it the hangout, and you got two earrings in, the flag goes up with us right then. You know, if you got one in your right ear, you're good. But if you got one in both ears, you're gay. And that's not good. And so we get you, you know. I mean, even lost, you know. How much more with the Holy Spirit? You know, I mean, these things, I'm not going to be deceived as a leader. I'm not going to judge and hate those folk if they're in that kind of lifestyle. I'm going to preach this word, but I'm going to preach it like it says it is, praise God, out of love, out of an unction from the Holy Spirit, and believe in God that His Word will not return void. It'll go in and do, and they'll get born again. And if they are born again, they will get undeceived. You can be born again and get deceived. All you got to do is start believing lies. All you got to do about yourself to not walk in that anointing is believe you can't come out. Believe you're not going to make it. Believe you're no good. When you've been accepted in the Beloved, if you're born again, He made you right with Him. His approval is on your life, praise God, for you to walk. I'm telling you, walk with God, you will get freer and freer and freer. You'll get freer from yourself. You'll get freer kind of like a tell the story, you know, and it seems like just stories, you know. Just had to go minister up at the food bank and tell her, you're being a people pleaser. Now, that wasn't, you know, pleasant for her to hear, you know, I'm sure, you know. I said, you're supposed to be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. I said, I understand that. I have to do it at my church. Some people, the air condition's too hot. I mean, you know, it's too hot in there. You know, the music's too loud. I mean, I've heard it all. And I'm like, y'all settle down and quit being babies. We're trying to serve God here. Get you a fan. Bring you a blanket. Shut up. My goodness, you know. Get under the unction. Let Him cool you off. You know, praise God, you know. And all that. So I'd tell her, you know, stop being a, don't try to please me. You can't please God trying to please me. If I'm not pleased with you, that's between me and God. God will get me for that. I told her, you know, well, what am I doing? I'm under an unction. And I felt like I'm here again. I went around with this other guy for 12 years and now it started again. You know, and I'm in the same circle again up here. But see what it is, I'm in the right place at the right time with the right connection to help her get out from under the yokes of bondage so that she can freely serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And not be a people pleaser. You know? And so the Lord teaches us these things. Give me that 1 John 2:27, please. But the anointing which what? You've already got it. That's like I said, if you try to get something you already got, you can't get it. Now you're not in faith. You're not in there. You're like sitting there ignorant of you got $20 in your glove box and running out of gas. But if you know about the $20 in the glove box, you're more than likely going to get some gas and loaf bread and all that. You're going to utilize it. Well, he said, but the anointing which you have received of Him is in you. Now I'm backing up what I just preached. It is in you. That anointing is in you. Same anointing Jesus had. Same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Same anointing. I mean, we can raise the dead. All God's got to do is say, go to the funeral home and go over there and lay hands on that and raise them up. And I'm telling you, it'll work. Or you can think, I'm going to go to the funeral home and you go over there and lay hands on them, drag them out, and everybody's going to lock you up because ain't nobody coming to life because they ain't saying it. See, it's what the Lord's saying. Praise God. You know, it's not in all the study I do. It's not in all the things. You know, I would go, when I was going to the jails, you know, I'd go to church and I would hear my pastor preach and all I could think about was that sermon all the way to the jail. And when I'd get there, I'd preach it, man. I'd, best of my ability, everything I could remember, I'd preach it. People were getting saved and people were, you know, repenting and getting right with the Lord and confessing their faults to me and all kinds of things happening there. But you know what? It was the anointing. It wasn't the sermons because I didn't have nothing. All I had is what Brad preached. I was even feeling guilty, so I went to him and I told him, I said, Brad, I said, I have a problem. He said, what kind of problem you got, Brother Scotty? I said, all I know to preach at the jail is what you're preaching. He said, that's the way it's supposed to be. I said, well, I feel like I'm stealing your sermons. He said, they're not mine. He said, I didn't get that on my own. So when you hear something here, you plugged in and you hear preaching, you know, ministering and stuff, don't just keep it to yourself. Go spread it. Go spread it, hallelujah. Well, I'm nervous. Let that anointing. Rely on Christ in you. Strengthen you. He'll strengthen you and be a witness. Say, glory to God. I mean, all of y'all ought to multiply 5 times this week. Get somebody in church, 5 people. We'd have to move. We're fixing to multiply. He's going to add to the church. Peter got up and preached under that anointing, and 5,000 was added. I mean, he's preaching before, and they're like, nah, he run. He denied Jesus. Then he gets filled with the Spirit of God. He gets baptized like Jesus did with the Holy Ghost and fire. The Bible says Jesus was baptized with the Holy Ghost and power. We've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and power. We don't feel it. Well, you've got to get out of the feeling. I feel normal, but I'm not. I'm an alien. The Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, and we're around people, a lot of times Christians, they're just carnal and they're not believing God and all that. And Satan wants us to judge. Don't judge them. Just say, I'm not going to go that route. I'm not going to be that way. But God, I've got the Word of God, like Samantha said, you know, looking at us, you're not looking at all. We just trust God and we believe God. He's already working out there. We don't know. God knows how you feel, but He also responds to your faith. God's not moved by our feelings and emotions. God's not, He has feelings and emotions, but God is a faith God. He's a believe everything will work out if you'll believe Him kind of God. And the Bible says it in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God and those that are called according to His purpose. The anointing, so don't try to get the anointing. You already got it if you're born again. Now, if you're not born again, you don't have an anointing. You're not anointed. Well, God loves everybody. I said, you're not anointed. There's no road to the Father except through the Son. There's only one way to get the favor of God on your life. I'm His favorite. There you go. We're highly favored of the Lord. You know, every one of us that's born again, we're God's favorites. We're God's favorite. We're favored by the Lord. Hallelujah. And He's not looking for one reason to stop the blessing or anything in our life. He's prompting us at every avenue and every turn and everything that comes into our life. That unction is bringing us into the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, but that anointing which you have received of Him abide in you. And you need not, Teresa just preached this to us Sunday school, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you what? That anointing will teach you if you're teachable. The anointing you have received and we have received is in us. I asked the Lord when I was doing this, because I don't know how to teach this stuff. I mean, I'm a spit-flying preacher, you know, all them years, you know. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I thank You for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, I thank You that Your Holy Spirit will help me to learn more about this anointing that has came in us. I know it. I've been knowing it ever since I read it. But knowing something don't cause me to walk in it. It's not what I know, it's what I do. It's what I do. I'm praying one day, and it's when I was off track a little bit, because I felt like, you know, I'm called to preach, and I'd been told by people, you know, that you're supposed to just, if you're going to be in ministry, you don't need to be, you know, you need to be in ministry. You don't need to be working a job or something like that, you know. And so I quit my job, and I told Teresa, I said, I'm called to ministry. I know I'm an evangelist. I know that I'm called to preach, you know. And so no doors was opening up for me to go preach. There wasn't no money. We got hungry. We really got hungry. But I was dead set, you know. I'm going to just stand in faith to believe God, you know. And He's going to supply all. I mean, you can quote all them scriptures you want out of the will of God when He's not told you something. There ain't nothing happening. There just won't nothing happen. And so I'm down one day and I was saying, God, anoint me, Lord. Anoint. What I meant by that, you know, I didn't know this. I didn't know that the anointing, you know. And what I meant by that is, God, use me. God, I want to be used. I want to touch people in the jail. I want to go to churches and preach. I want to preach. I want to, you know, I want to do what I feel in here, you know, and all of that stuff, you know, anoint me. And I was saying, anoint me, Lord. And the Lord said, why do I anoint you to do nothing? You know, I wasn't in a place where He could say, I don't believe at that time, you already are anointed. Now find out what I want you to do. And then it wasn't long, you know, I'm like, you know, I thought, well, I'm not doing nothing. I mean, well, I'm waiting on You to open doors up. God, I'll do something if You'll open doors up, you know. See, that's not how doors opens up. Doors opens up as we follow Jesus. as we follow Him, going to the right church that we're supposed to be in. When the opportunity comes to quit church, you know, you don't do it. You don't get offended. You don't go by your emotions. That's following Jesus. That's enduring hardship. And this unction, this anointing, is teaching us to be that and to do that, which brings the favor of God and the deliverance of God and the doors and the favor of God. The anointing we walk in brings the faith. There's favor on that anointing. You're favored. And so, anyhow, it wasn't long after that, you know, and Teresa, I believe the Lord wants you to go back to work. You got to go back to work. And I thought, sure, she would say that. I'm the one going to got to go to work. You know, well, little did I know a year later that I wasn't called to quit work. He didn't call me to quit work. He had planned. I've been in business 30 years now. He put me in my own business and I've been in it 30 years. You know, see, what I'm saying is following the Lord brought the anointing for the will of God. It brought it for the will of God. See, following the Lord, praise God, I mean, just like this, you know, you have a desire on the inside, you know, to please God. You have that on, that's not you, because the flesh man don't want to please God. I mean, it just don't. The natural man, you know, has to be trained to follow God and walk with God and spend time with God and all of that, fasting and praying. I know you don't like fasting. That's your flesh man. And, you know, he can't dictate your life if you don't let him. You know, you just say, I'm going to fast. And your belly's growling, say, shut up. You might as well shut up. You're going to suffer today. But I'm going to reign with Christ. You're going to suffer. That's what Paul was talking about. I've been crucified. I've laid down my will. You know, I mean, as a young Christian, you know, my church was pretty big on fasting. It seemed like they was, you know, I mean, they was doing fast 24/7 fast for so many weeks, and so a bunch of people, you know, wanted fast one day and all that stuff, you know, praise God. And I told them one day, I said, I'll tell you what, I said, I'm going to join three of you. I'm going to take 3 days. I went 3 days, you know. But, you know, it wasn't that I was trying to show them anything. It's that I'd heard fasting, you know, what fasting does and all of that. And I was in ministry a little bit and all that, you know. And I thought, but God, I'm going to fast, you know, and get closer to the Lord where I hear Him. And you know what that was doing? That was putting me in a place to walk in that anointing that I already had. I was already anointed for the jails. You're already anointed for your place. You're already anointed as a husband. You're already anointed as a wife, as a grandparent, as a mother, a father. You already have the anointing for that. You have anointing for your life. Hallelujah. But you know what? You got to choose and tell God, God, I want more of you. I want to know you more. I want to know you and have that kind of desire, and then roll everything over on the Lord. I mean, I bought some doors back in January, and they didn't run my card, and blah, 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 $40-something hundred. Got an email today, or yesterday, blah, blah, you owe this, you know, and I looked at that, and I thought, oh my God, this can't be. How can this be? So I went to look in and come to find out they didn't run the card and I owe them $4,700. Y'all look like y'all don't get them shockers. Just wait, baby. They're coming. Just hold on. They're coming. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I believe this Bible to do the right thing. I said, if I go in and I can't find where I paid that, then bless God, I owe them. And Lord, I'm going to pay them regardless. The Bible says, swear to your... That's that unction. That's that anointing of the Holy. I can't afford it. It's their fault. Stop that. Stop that and believe God. I don't care if it's $20 more on your light bill or your son or your... It don't make no difference. These shockers hit us, praise God. But you have an unction. You have an anointing. He says, you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie. And even as it is taught you, you shall abide in Him. And I'm telling you, when you learn something like I'm telling you, it sounds like I might just be preaching to you. But when I felt like I'm a Christian and I can't be this anymore, that was that Holy Spirit teaching me to abide in Jesus. or when I had to forgive people that did me majorly wrong, or when there's things took place at my church, if I had quit every time that I didn't like something that was done to me in church, leadership and all, if I had quit, I would have never went to church. You hear me? I would have never went to church. But my will was to do the will of God. And I knew that it was God's will, and I had to forgive, I had to forget, I had to go worship when I didn't, when I would think about it and holding grudges and different things, you know, I had to go. But see, that anointing was teaching me in those times to abide in Jesus. And when you abide in Him that way, you abide in that anointing. And that anointing destroys yokes and lifts burdens. And I'm telling you, that anointing came into your life, praise God, you've been delivered from fear. You've been delivered from anger. You've been delivered. You have a new nature. You have a new walk. But you've got to get dedicated to that life. You've got to get dedicated to Him. And I'm not saying you're not. I'm trying to do it more myself. I'm getting more dedicated. I want to get more dedicated to You, Lord, to your voice, to me, God. You know. Then when those trials come our way, praise God, we stand and we're like the Apostle Paul. All of these things, none of these things move me. I'm not thinking about my life. That's what Paul said. I don't think my life to be more important than the life that God's given me. You know, that's what he was saying. And look what an anointing that he walked in, praise God. I mean, you know, all of these guys like Peter. I mean, gets anointed by the Holy Spirit. See, if you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you don't pray in tongues, I pray in tongues. Paul, he said, I pray in tongues more than all of y'all. You know, now when you're in church setting, you know, don't pray in tongues. I ain't going to get up here and pray in tongues. Y'all figured out what I said. I mean, that's what he said. Don't do that, you know. But you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe that the anointing comes when you let Him fill you. A greater anointing. I just don't know if I believe that or not. But I'm telling you right now, believe me. You're looking at one that qualifies. I was taught against it. I was taught it was of the devil. The Lord asked me one time, He said, then why wouldn't you filled at all of them evil places you was at? If it was of the devil, why ain't all them that stoned and on drugs and all of that, why ain't they filled with the Holy Spirit if it's of the devil? He said, how many's got it? And I said, none of them. Then I thought, man, that devil done hoodooing me. See, that was the unction, that was the anointing teaching me. And I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray in tongues more than I do English. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when my spirit prays, it the Bible says the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So when our spirit prays, it's not our understanding. I mean, it's our spirit, man, and it is a direct connection to the kingdom of God, to the spirit realm, and there ain't no devil can even enter it. There ain't nothing can happen. So if you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord. Say, God, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If Jesus baptized in, He prayed in tongues. He's on the cross. In the book of Acts, they were all filled and began to what? Pray in tongues. That anointing. So I want you to be aware, mainly, I want to drive home tonight, don't try to get the anointing if you're born again. You already have it. You have the Scriptures. And if you want to increase that anointing in your life, I've heard people, you know, you can increase the anointing and all that, you know, and by this and that, and there's no formula to it. The anointing is on Christ. Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing. And the more that I let Him live in my life, in my thinking, in my consciousness, in my will, the more that life increases, that anointing in my life. That's how simple that it really is. Let's bow our heads.